AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the military could end its Iran offensive in 2 to 3 weeks and will shift responsibility for the Strait of Hormuz to countries that rely on it for oil and shipping.
That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
The White House says Trump will deliver a primetime presidential address this evening to update the public on the Iran war. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an overnight Israeli strike on a Beirut neighborhood has killed 5 and wounded 21.
Iran hit a tanker off the coast of Qatar and Kuwait International Airport as Tehran acknowledged for the first time that Washington had been in direct contact about a possible ceasefire. Israel sounded warnings of incoming fire from both Yemen and Iran on Wednesday while launching its own attacks in Lebanon that killed at least 5 people in Beirut. The strike came without warning, and Israel did not declare the target. When it does, it often says it is targeting operatives from the Hezbollah militant group. Resident Hassan Jalwan said the strike hit a civilian area of the city. He tells the AP, "It is a treacherous attack. We don't know what happened. There are martyrs, 5 martyrs. There is fire. As you can see, it's a civilian area. Look, there's shrapnel everywhere. We heard 4 missiles, but we can see 3 here." Lebanon's health ministry said in a preliminary count, 21 people also were wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oil fell below $100 per barrel, and Asian shares were sharply higher today after U.S. stocks soared to their best day in almost a year. U.S. gas prices jumped past an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022 yesterday, as the Iran war continues to push fuel prices higher worldwide. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump is planning to attend the Supreme Court's hearing today on birthright citizenship. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court tomorrow is going to hear arguments about your executive order trying to get rid of birthright citizenship.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court tomorrow?
I do believe it.
President Trump's official schedule indicates he will indeed attend Supreme Court oral arguments Wednesday over his executive order limiting birthright citizenship. A lower court struck down the restrictions, and the justices are to hear the president's appeal, prompting reporters to ask if he would
sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long.
The order declared children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Several courts have blocked it from taking effect. Trump would be the first sitting president to attend the high court's arguments. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.